Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and it's time for Something About the Women. Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. Happy to be here in the squeaky chair with you this Saturday morning. The show is pre-recorded, but we'll try to make it feel really live. We started off with the Fifth Dimension, a song that just kind of hit me. I heard it the other day on the radio and I thought, this song is great for today. Save the Country. Great music there from the Fifth Dimension, and that song sort of inspired me to go back in time for today's show. We're going to play some great songs from the 60s and 70s, but then we're going to have a boatload of brand new music. There's new music out from what used to be the Dixie Chicks, now called just the Chicks, and we have new music from Joan Osborne, new music from a lot of people, Margot Price, so stay tuned. We're going to do some oldies, and then we're going to do some newies. Is that a word? All right, here we go.
So close. Back on the street car. D.C. But I got my walking shoes
all
on
the way to Washington.
I can't take a plane, bus a train, 'cause my money ain't that long. America,
we believe,
oh, that you love us still.
Love us still.
So people, I'm going up yonder,
yeah,
to wipe away my tears. I'll tell you it's a long walk to D.C.
Okay, wrapping up our first set there. That was the Staple Singers doing Long Walk to D.C. That's from 1968 and still ringing true these days. The Mamas and the Papas did Glad to Be Unhappy. That was actually a Rodgers and Hart composition from a musical, but they put out that single in 1967. We heard Shirley Ellis doing the Clapping Song. That's a fun little number and came out around the same time as the Name Game. Fun songs back then in 1965. We heard Melanie doing Lay Down. That was the long version from the Candles in the Rain LP from 1970. And that's how we started that set of oldies from the 60s and 70s. All right, having a lot of fun here on Something About the Women. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday, even though the weather is probably not too great right about now. We're going to continue now with another set of 60s and 70s music. And this one coming up, I was inspired to play because I've been watching the documentary series Laurel Canyon, which is about the musicians that lived in Laurel Canyon in California in the late 60s, early 70s, and the music scene at that time. So we're talking about artists like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Jackson Browne, but also Joni Mitchell and Linda Ronstadt. So this was the time when Woodstock happened, and although Joni Mitchell didn't actually go to Woodstock, she kind of wrote the definitive song about it, and here it is. A live version from her album, Miles of Isles. Here's Joni Mitchell. Oh,
intermission. We'll see you in about 15 minutes.
hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Knowing got to have you.
Social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
That's another set of oldies from the 60s and 70s. We finished it off there with Carly Simon, I've Got to Have You. That is from her second studio album, Anticipation. It came out in 1971. And that song, which was written by Kris Kristofferson, was the last song on the second side, and it's a gem. I think that was where the gems were back in the LP days, the last song on the second side. I've Got to Have You by Carly Simon. Before that, another gem, Desperado, sung by Linda Ronstadt. That is a song that was originally done by the Eagles, written by Glenn Frey and Don Henley. And they did this concept album, and I learned this from watching the documentary Laurel Canyon. You should watch it too. But that album didn't really, well, the song Desperado didn't really catch on until Linda Ronstadt sang it and gave it that passion. I guess the recording of the album, it was a concept album where they were supposed to be these cowboys, right? The production was rushed, and Don Henley didn't feel like he had enough time to sing the vocals correctly. It had this big orchestra, and he was intimidated by that. But Linda Ronstadt nails it, and that is from her 1973 album, Don't Cry Now. Before that, Rufus and Chaka Khan did Sweet Thing from 1975, and Aretha Franklin did Think. From 1968's Aretha Now. We started this set with one of my favorite albums of all time. It's a live, it was a double LP set. Now it's just one CD, but it's Miles of Isles from Joni Mitchell from 1974. And we heard her song Woodstock, which was sort of the definitive song about Woodstock, even though she wasn't there. All right. Well, I promised you that after the oldies, we'd go with some great new music. And that's just what we're going to do coming up next. And this first one is from the Chicks, formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. They've been releasing their songs, onesie twosies, for their new album. And this one came out last week. I think the album's coming out next week, the whole album. But for now, we have this one from the Chicks here on Something About the Women.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. To my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. Brenda's back in here, cause she don't like Mondays. Underpay your teacher, police in the hallways. Print yourself a weapon and take it to the gun range. Oh, cut the shit, you ain't going to the gun range. Steady with them and our sons and daughters. Watching our youth have to solve our problems. I follow them, so who's come? March to
been a while since I've been on this side of town. Don't cross the river much these days. Haven't been avoiding you, I'm hardly ever around. Sure we could talk, but what would I say? Behind my back, that's how rumors get started. That's how rumors get started. Word travels faster than a whisper in the wind. Now all the birds are and doves, we are at it once again. And you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. And here you are, still doing you. Never worked out, but I never stopped you. All I know, that your lips are parted right behind my back. That's how rumors get started. That's how rumors get started. You're burning bridges, keeping warm by the fire. For what a lovely glow it makes. I'm growing tired of being your rectifier.
Turn this thing around. got to turn this thing around. Thank you.
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. I'll go down yonder to Cape Road, put your foot on the land and sea. Oh, Gabriel, won't you blow your trumpet?
Wrapping up a set of new music there with an older song but a new remix. That is Crooked Still doing Ain't No Grave, and that is the Slippers remix. And before that, brand new music from Elizabeth Cook. She has a studio album, her first in a while, coming out on September 11th, and the first single is out. It's called Perfect Girls of Pop, and the album is going to be called Aftermath, coming out on September 11th. One of these days, we'll get her here on the show. Been trying to do that for a while. I feel like I know her already because I listen to her show every afternoon on satellite radio on Outlaw Country. Her show Apron Strings is on every weekday afternoon, and I listen every day while I'm working from home. So even though she doesn't know me, I feel like I know her, Elizabeth Cook. And you can pre-order that album at elizabeth-cook.com. Before that, Jamie Wyatt, her brand new album is Neon Cross, and we heard Goodbye Queen. Margot Price, her brand new album, singles have been dropping here and there, and it was postponed, but it finally came out yesterday. It's called That's How Rumors Get Started, and that is the cut that we heard, the title track from Margot Price, and I would play the whole album for you if I could. It is really that good. You can go on Bandcamp and buy it, and I'm sure there's other places